A Peace Symposium is being co-sponsored by the Capital District Coalition Against Islamophobia and the Fi and Dawah Center of America on Sunday, April 14th from 2 to 6 p.m. And this will be at the center at 819 23rd Street in Waterville. This takes place only a few weeks since a gunman tragically massacred 50 Muslims in New Zealand as they worship. We are joined now by Iman Faisal Ahmed of the Fi and Dawah Center. So welcome, Faisal.
Oh, hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Why are the groups organizing this event, and, you know, what are you hoping to accomplish with it?
Well, we're really, it's been a tragic couple weeks for the Muslim community. The gunman in New Zealand, he's a self-declared white supremacist. He went into a mosque. He killed 41 people with a GoPro on his head and broadcast it live. Ironically, the first person he met at the mosque said, "Salam," which means peace. Welcome, brother. So, he was the first person that he killed. And then he went to another mosque, and he killed another 9 people, and apparently he was on the way to a third mosque. It's very disturbing, unfortunately, to see this irrational hatred. There were men, women, even children as young as 3 years old killed, and fortunately there was a hero who was the custodian of the second mosque who actually tackled him and fought him off. And So we're trying to counteract the fear and the hatred that he talked about in his manifesto. He has a far right, extremist, white nationalist, self-declared white supremacist views. And, we are trying to, speak out against this false narrative that there's a war between immigrants and Europeans, and we're hoping we can help to discourage anybody else out there who might have these ideas.
Now, I know there are quite a few, other speakers, just a couple of them, Michelle Davis of Every Town for Gun Safety, Gene Finley from the Muslim Solidarity Committee, Lynn Jackson from the Project Salam, Joe Lombardo has been on our show quite a bit from UNAC, some members of the Waterville City Council, and also Reverend Sam Trumbore, who's the minister of the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Albany. Unfortunately, here in the United States, of course, the president has been inflaming hostility, towards immigrants and Muslims in particular. What techniques will be discussed at this event to, how to promote, peaceful relationships?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that the rhetoric that we've been hearing in the media about, shutting down the Muslim immigration, somebody said there was a prayer mat that was found at the border, and even the one of the politicians in the Australian Senate, Anning, he actually blamed immigrants for the massacre. So, this rhetoric is not something that's coming out of a vacuum. The manifesto, he actually openly states that the president of the United States was a unifying factor for white nationalists, and that he was, he was inspired by some of the rhetoric that was being used against immigrants and against Muslims in particular, this Islamophobia. The gunman, he said that he chose that mosque because it was, it was a former church. And he feels, in his mind, he feels that his identity is threatened by Muslims immigrating, and that the European identity is being threatened. And so what we want to do is we want to counteract that false narrative. you know, this deranged belief is symptomatic of the false narrative that is being pushed by in the media that Muslims are taking over the West and taking over Europe. And the reality is it's completely, you know, false. It's half-baked statistics. You know, Muslims are less than 1% of the population. You know, they're by no means, you know, one of the videos that the gunman apparently referred to, it said that Muslims have 8 kids on average, which is, you know, shocking. I don't know any Muslim that has 8 kids. And they say that the average European has 1.1 kids, which is really, you know, false propaganda, basically brainwashing of the population, which is being pushed by certain Islamophobic industry. You know, there's an Islamophobia industry that's funded millions and millions of dollars that is trying to scare the population that Muslims are taking over. And we want to really show people that, you know, Islam is not about, you know, forcing people to believe in our religion, and Islam doesn't believe in that at all. We believe that everybody has the freedom to choose their religion, and you know, belief has to be based on conviction and on certainty and sincerity. So we're hoping that we can have this dialogue and dispel the fear that people have about Islam. You know, we're not intending, you know, it's not the goal of Muslims to impose Sharia, but rather we want to practice our freedom of religion just like anybody else.
So how will, you know, people here in the Capital District, you know, benefit from attending this event? I understand it's free, though donation is always appreciated, and there is, you know, a dinner that will be provided of some sort. And besides how people will benefit, maybe give us a brief overview of the program?
Sure. Well, you know, the fear is that we don't want to have another attack like this again, especially not here in the capital region. And so the goal behind the meeting here is to let Muslims and non-Muslims come together, eat dinner together, just talk about, you know, good values, you know, the value of forgiveness, of peace, and you know, try to the common humanity that we're all children of Adam. You know, the idea that somebody is superior to another based on his race or his nationality is, you know, goes against the idea of being one human family, that we're all from Adam and Eve, and we all have the shared values like compassion, love, and forgiveness. And so we definitely believe that mercy will overcome hate. And I think good, nice people coming together and, you know, discussing things, I'm hoping that we can, you know, break down any barriers and build some bridges between our communities and you know, hopefully get, you know, if there is anybody out there who has these kind of thoughts, you know, that about Muslims, we're hoping that they'll come and hear the truth about our religion and not be afraid of us or hate us.
Now, I understand people want to make reservations, www.nislamophobia.org. So we have a little bit under about 90 seconds left. But so are there any steps people can take in their own life to promote better understanding and relationships with people from different faiths and cultures that you might suggest?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, definitely the root cause of this, the root cause of this kind of violence is fear and ignorance. So definitely, you know, if we're able to, you know, we encourage everybody to take a moment to learn a little bit about Muslims, about Islam, you know, that, you know, Islam is an Abrahamic faith. We believe in one God. We believe in being good to your neighbors. And in the hereafter, we'll all be accountable in front of God. So it's nothing, it's not a foreign God that we worship, you know, and we're really, you know, we hope that people can come, and if they do have any questions about Islam, they can talk to us, and hopefully we can dispel any fears that they have of Muslims being our neighbors. And, you know, we're really happy to be here and our new center here in Waterville. We really, I grew up in Albany. I went to school in Troy, and I love the community up here. It's a very nice community. So I hope we can build some friendship and you know, everybody's welcome. You know, there's no cost to attend. We're just hoping everybody come out and share some words of support with us.
We're out of time, unfortunately. It's at 819 23rd Street in Waterville, Sunday, April 14th, from 2 to 6 p.m. And we want to, you know, thank you for joining us here today.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for what you're doing, and wish you the best with the radio program, and hopefully we can see you too on Sunday if you can make it.